long time ago and an internet far, far away. There were a group of geeks that were sitting around one day saying, I don't like what I'm listening to right now. It's awful. It's making my ears burn. I think I could do much better. And that's when they decided to come up with the Electric Circus. That's right, the Electric Circus, the totally geek-tastic podcast devoted to news, reviews, rants, and raves on your favorite stuff, games, gear, cons, cosplay, and more. And here's the ringmasters for today's circus, Ray Gunn and UberNerd 527. So let's go down to the center ring. The show's about to begin!
Hey, Arcaders, Ray Gunn here. Welcome to the latest edition of the Electric Circus Podcast. That's right, the all-geek-tastic podcast. We talk about everything. We rant, we rave, we go on about anything and everything geek-tastic. And we have a great episode for you today. And with me is my partner in crime, UberNerd527.
Hello, folks. How are you doing today?
Wow, that was kind of creepy, actually. I don't know.
I was thinking more of a PBS radio station.
Oh, all right. Okay. That's you had me worried there for a minute. Okay. Well, welcome to the episode, folks. What were we? This is number 7, I think, actually.
Yeah, 6, possibly.
I don't know. I think, see, I was wrong one time. Now you're wrong. Okay. So anyway, yes, that's right. So we're at episode 7. We have a big, big, big show for you today, so let's start out with a little site news.
This is Spiffy, 8-Bit Clown, and this is your site news!
That's right. Okay, so some site news. One of the big things, and I wanted to get this out of the way really quick, we have a new author on our website, the Arcade Archive. She's also going to be over at Zally Capali. Her name's Shelby. She's going to go by Sheepy Doodle, and she's going to bring some really interesting stuff to the table. What do you think about this, UberNerd?
I really, really like Shelby's artwork. It is very unique, very different, very stylized, and I really, really enjoy it. She is a very great, great artist, and I think she's going to be a really great addition to the website. Really, really awesome person too.
Yes, she is very amazing. Her work is very, very amazing. We'll give you the links in the description below to check out her Tumblr site and a few of the other things that she's done. Instagram, I think she's on, right? And I think Tumblr. Again, amazing. Really look forward to some interesting stuff from her, both in the art area and anything else she wishes to contribute to either site. Will be super awesome. So that is the big news this month. Smaller news, a lot of changes going on over at Zowie. That was, in collaboration with Dave, Podcast Pasco, who does about 90% over there right now. And he's really fleshed out a tone over there for that site that I think really embodies everything that we wanted to do. Because remember, we opened Zowie, we left it open-ended kind of because we really didn't know what direction to go with it. So, as the months have gone on, and I think we've been open over there since February, so almost, 3 months at this point. And, it was time to really start seeing what direction to take the site itself. Because the content was going in that direction. So you're going to see a lot of big changes, I'd say, within the next month between now, which is about the end of March or end of April, beginning of May. I would say probably about June, you're going to see some big changes over at Zowie, and it's pretty exciting stuff. What do you think?
I think it's really great. I mean, it's a different direction. I've all of a sudden turned into Elmer Fudd. Sorry. Different direction than I think we even really designed the website to be in the first place.
Well, here's the thing, and we'll go over it because I've been over it a billion times with everybody. But, Zowie was supposed to be the more adults site, not dirty adults, but, like where we would really talk about some pretty big things. And we had a lot of ideas in our head, but nothing concrete. And then when Dave came on board, he really took the ball and ran with it. And so I really want to give him a lot of kudos on that, because he really brought it to the table and then some as far as that site's concerned. And, you know, I want to be able to nurture that site as I have with the archive. You know, and most people don't realize the archive's 5 years old now. I've been around with the archives, you know, for about four years on my own, and then bringing everybody in that additional year last year. And now we're on year 5, I think. And it's, you know, we have a base, and, you know, I see Zowie going in the same direction. It's, I think, it's going to be a lot faster in that respect, because he's really hitting the podcast really, really good. He gets them up there really quick. And he's also going out there and getting the interviews. And it, to be quite honest, wants me. It makes me want to step up my game. Not that I've been lazy. Let's, you know, I want to get something completely clear. A lot of my work is backstage now. I do a lot of things that nobody even sees. Everything from spell check to adding pictures when they're not there, making sure that links work, a lot of that stuff. So, with that being said, Zowie is about to go through a metamorphosis, and I'm very, very excited about it. So,
will it turn into a Vivillon or a Butterfree?
Really, we're going to go down the Pokemon route today.
Of course we're going to go down the Pokemon route.
We're going down Pokemon.
We're going to go down that Pokemon road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something but see, that's what makes us a good team. He talks about stuff I don't have any idea.
And he talks about things that I think are just crazy.
Yeah, that's
insane.
Right. See, that's why we work very well together. Anyway, there was something else, and it's really starting to bug me what I wanted to talk about in site news. And it was at the right there in my chemo brain, and I can't think of it at the moment, but... anyway, expect a lot of changes over there. On the archives, we're really stabilizing everything. One thing you will notice in the tabs above the authors, or just below the authors, you're going to see an area that I've dedicated to a thing I like to call the Arcade Brigade. Do you know what that is?
I don't. Okay. I don't know what that is.
All right.
Please tell me. Illuminate.
I will illuminate, my friend. The Arcade Brigade is something I wanted to get started early on when I was trying to look for sponsors and advertising, things like that. So basically, we've hit a point where we're starting to get people who really want to be a part of the site. Not writing and things like that, but they have like their own businesses that are dealing with anything geektastic. And so I've created the Arcade Brigade, and what we'll do is we'll be going to these locations, interviewing them, getting a feel for what they do in the geek community, especially here in Central Florida. And then, in turn, we'll give them, you know, a link on the site to their website. So you will see that on the right-hand side, the Arcade Brigade. So look for it, especially if you're here in the Central Florida area. A lot of these guys are either startups or, you know, they've been around a long time, and they really would appreciate your business. And we're going to be glad to help them out because we really do support the local economy here. That's not to say, now, you know, if you have a business and we can reach you and we want to, you know, we can help you out, we certainly would be happy to do so. But, you know, given our size, we're in the Central Florida area, so that's where we're getting started with it. But we really wanted to applaud the men and women who have that business and, you know, whether it be an arcade, a comic book shop, you know, anything and everything that could be geek, a gaming store of some sort. So if you're out there and you're looking to get some exposure in the right way, of course, to get to your business, feel free to contact us at our email address. And what is that email address, Uber Nerd?
That is the Arcade Archives at... ArcadeArchives@gmail.com. Just ArcadeArchives@gmail.com. ArcadeArchives@gmail.com. We repeat it over and over again. It's like one of those songs that gets in your head and it just keeps going and going. And
it's
going.
More like one of those 900 numbers. So they used to repeat the number all the time at the end of the commercial. That's right. Remember those? Ah, we're really old. Anyway, yeah, so look for that. We'll be visiting local establishments here very soon, and you'll start to see those links pop up. And please, go over and do business with these people. These fine folks work hard for a living to make our lives geektastic, and that's what we're here to do. I think that's pretty much it for site news, don't you think?
I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, man.
Okay,
I'm good.
All right. So, again, I want to welcome Sheepy Doodle. I want to thank Dave over at Zowie for all his contributions and everything that he does over there, and look for that stuff. And, again, the small businesses here in Central Florida, we're here for you. So please make sure you give us a shout at that email. All right, well, you know what?
Speaking of small businesses
that
we can talk about.
What would that be?
You know, I just segued. I just did a segue. That's
you did.
A small segue.
Oh.
It's not just a two-wheel vehicle.
That's right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you got my attention.
All right. Right. Now bring it home.
Oh, you know what? That does remind me.
Yeah.
There was a time a while ago, and we went to a comic book shop.
That's right. We did.
Yeah. Oh, now hold on.
What's going on?
This is called a flashback. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Winston had one of these before.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, I borrowed it from the Winston, so.
Oh, no.
We're going into a flashback. Here we go, folks.
Hold
on tight. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Biffy the 8-Bit Clown, and welcome to a special edition of the Electric Circus Podcast. We're broadcasting live from Crumbs World Comics and Collectibles, and here to give us more about it is our host, Ray Gunn and UberNerd 527.
Hey, Arcaders, it's Ray Gunn here with my best friend in the whole world. Who is he? I don't know. I can't remember.
That would be UberNerd 527.
Oh, that's who you are. I forgot. Okay. Yeah.
We're starting this day off great.
We are. Well, at least we ate.
That's true.
We had food. That's good. Food. Usually we don't before we get these things started. Welcome to the next episode of the Electric Circus. This is what, number 6? Yes, we have. I'm just going to let you know right now, we are actually live. Where are we, UberNerd?
We are at Crumbs World Comics and Collectibles in Winter Garden, Florida.
That's right. This is our first live broadcast from anywhere besides the Temple of the 80s. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Okay.
Large crowd here already. That's right.
Now we can test out our bad jokes on everyone here.
That's right. They're always great when we're alone, but we may get thrown out. Who knows? Anything could happen today. So, so you excited about this?
I am super excited. I am really, really excited to be here. I'm really excited. I'm a big Star Wars fan. I'm also a big Star Trek fan. My dad was a huge Trekkie, and so he's turned some of that passion onto me. So I'm very excited to see this. You know?
I am too. And the funny thing is, coming from two different eras, I was more of a Trekkie than a Star Wars person because I was there for the first trilogy. But I was already immersed in Star Trek before all that, so I was really excited about Trek. And the thing is, if I had a Star Trek shirt, I would have worn it today, but I didn't. So I wore my official Millennium Falcon comic book
shirt.
Yeah, that's what I like. It worked out very well.
Yeah.
Thank you to my wife for buying me this shirt. She hates when I wear them, but you know what? I'm a nerd too, so I'm very excited about that. Anyway, let's get on to what we're doing here today. What are we here for today, Nerd?
We are here for Empire Appreciation Day, which is going to be celebrating both Star Wars and Star Trek.
Okay.
So we're going to have cosplayers here. We're going to have enthusiastic nerds here, and that's always going to be fun.
That's a first for us.
Yeah, we don't know any enthusiastic nerds.
First for us. Usually it's two guys in an arcade.
That's right.
That's what it is. So we're excited to be somewhere other than an arcade.
That's right.
Recording today.
Yeah.
So we'll get started here in just a few minutes. Maybe we'll get some interviews with the owners, and we'll get started from there.
Awesome.
Hey, guys, Ray Gunn again, Arcade Archives, Electric Circus. Thank you. Yes, we're here in a live audience today. Where are we and who are you?
Hi, I'm Diana. I'm the crazy lady who owns Crumbs World.
We love crazy people.
Absolutely. So we decided to position ourselves in Winter Garden because it's a great place. We're trying to get all the geeks out and try to get you the cool things that you like.
Awesome. Well, you've already got me.
So. All right. Excellent. So, we're kind of a little bit out of the way, so you might have to like pot your GPS. But look for Wings of Winter Garden or Taco Norteña, and we're right behind there. So come by and see us.
And do you have a website? And yes. What's the address?
Yes, we do. It's crumbscomics.com, K-R-U-M-S,
okay.
C-O-M-I-C-S.com.
Awesome. And I will say this, on the network, we'll be blasting it as much as possible for you guys, because I love local businesses, local entertainment, local everything. Try to get people to come in, get all the geeks and nerds together. You guys need to come out here and hang out at this place. It is awesome here, okay? So, well, thank you very much for allowing us to come in.
No,
absolutely. Thank you so much.
And I'll be sure to pay you that $20, $30, you know, to brag us up.
That's okay. Hey, no, free lunch is okay with us. Yeah, pizza. We like pizza. Yeah. All right, guys, keep playing like it's 1981, and we'll talk at you later.
Bye.
Hey, Arcaders, Ray Gunn, Arcade Archives. We're here for the Electric Circus. We're here at Crumbs World, and with me is Marco, and we're going to talk to him a little bit, see what he's going on here with his cosplay outfit. And how are you doing today, Marco?
Real good. How you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. So how long have you been doing this?
Been doing it about 20 years.
Wow. Now, let me ask you, what cosplays have you done, and what is your favorite out of the group?
That's a good question. My favorites are probably my Magneto or my Van Helsing from the movie with Hugh Jackman.
That's pretty obscure, so that's really good, and I'm a big Magneto fan, so that's awesome. And you're dressed as today, obviously, you're from Starfleet, I would...
That would be true.
It's not Star Wars, that's for sure.
No, not today. I do a Star Wars character, but today I'm doing my Starfleet Battles Officer. I served in the Dominion War, aboard a Klingon ship, and I was the liaison between Federation and the Klingon Empire.
Wow. That absolutely amazing outfit. What do you guys think? Let us know. You know, give us a holler on Facebook and on the website. And we're going to be here all day long. We'll be talking to Marco again and maybe bring up some stories of other things he's done. And thank you very much for following us, folks. Here we go.
Thank you, folks.
So, hi, everyone. Uber Nerd 527 here again at Crumbs World Comics and Collectibles. And I'm here with, who are you guys?
Norm Liddell and my wife, Denise.
Oh, hello. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good.
Gotta
stay busy, but we're doing good.
Good, good. And you guys are really awesome costumes here. What are you wearing?
We're representing the British Empire.
Ah, okay.
We're wearing traditional Scottish outfits. We're on our way to a concert, Celtic Women. We also represent the USS Haven. That's a Central Florida Star Trek fan club. And we're here in the Orlando area.
Oh, awesome.
But we wanted to represent a different empire today.
Yeah.
These are Irish national colors.
Oh, very cool.
It's a generic... color that represents the country of Ireland.
It's a non-clan tartan.
Yes, non-clan tartan.
Yeah.
But it does represent Ireland. Most of the folks in Ireland came from Scotland.
Uh-huh.
So that's kilts are still in fashion there.
Oh, awesome.
It's not just Scotland.
And how long did it take you? Did you make these, or did you purchase them somewhere?
Some items are handmade, very, very few. But,
How long did it take?
The kilt we were able to buy that off the rack. So
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, we started wearing kilts when I performed a wedding about 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And now we've got a set of about 4 different kilts, about 12 different outfits.
Oh, good.
In addition to our Star Trek outfits and everything else that we wear.
Oh, very cool. So as you can see, it's really packed here right now, folks.
We're getting photobombed.
Yeah,
left and
no,
right.
It's all right.
Perfectly fine. Day.
Yeah. So we're very excited to see you guys. Anything else you want to promote or anything else you'd like to?
Well, course, the Star Trek Club is our primarily interest with the USS Haven, and the website is usshaven.net.
Okay.
The core of our group has been meeting the first Wednesday of every month since 1993.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
We still meet each month. Our next meeting is May the 6th at Doc's Streetside Grill on Orange Avenue in Orlando. Meetings are informal. We like to call them dinners or gatherings as opposed to meetings. We have a room that seats over 75 people.
Wow.
Generally, we have about 30 to 40 people.
Mm-hmm.
You can order off the menu. There's no minimum. You just got to buy some kind of food.
Right.
And you meet good people that are into all facets of sci-fi, Star Trek, just about everything.
We like all kinds of sci-fi.
Awesome.
We also do a lot of community work. We have a library program where we go out and assist the libraries in the area with educational conventions, encouraging people to read, and get out and set up activities and tables that get the kids involved, encourage them to get involved in science, reading, and all the different education factors.
Fiction is a science fact.
Right, awesome. Well, thank you very, very much for the interview, and yeah, definitely, Arcaders, make sure you check out the links on the description, okay? Awesome. Thank you guys very much. See you out there. Thank you guys very much. All righty. All right, Arcaders, we are back with another interview. So who are you? Where are you from? Why are you here?
My name is Andrew Beard. I live in Ocoee, and I'm here because it's a comic shop.
Oh, awesome. So what are you dressed up as?
This is Green Cross Codeman from Darth Prowse Dead. Darth Prowse. David Prowse.
Well, I guess you could call him that.
Did a series of commercials in Britain when they were filming Star Wars, and this was what he wore in those commercials. So it's a neat crossover.
Oh yeah, so it's one of those things that you'd have to really know a lot about Star Wars to get, but
Star Wars
where it's still is pretty cool. I love it. It's really cool. And you brought your FX lightsabers as well.
Right.
I see. Very nice. These are really cool, guys. You can actually lightsaber fight with these. And they make the noises and everything.
Love these
and,
for that.
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
Bought
this
them
is so
for
cool.
combat.
Bought them for combat. All right. So what do you think of the Crumbs World? Do you think it's a really cool place to hang out?
I like it. They've only been here a short time, so still building the gaming area. But I'm definitely hopeful for gaming in this.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. And I think that's it. Is there anything else you wanna plug or
anything
else you wanna bring out? Awesome.
I'm just your average cosplay nerd.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you very much, and Arcaders, keep joining us. We'll be throwing out some more interviews here as well. And thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. So we are here at Crumbs.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Crumbs Comics and Collectibles, Crumbs World, and we're very, very excited to be here. So I'm here with Ben, and Ben, tell us who you are, what you do, and all that.
Well, I'm a retired police officer. Nobody shoots tweets. And what I do now, I write my novels, and novels, which is called, the first one is Trail of Blood 1 and Trail of Blood 2 Westerns, and you can find them on Amazon, eBay, Barnes & Noble's, my new children's book that I collaborated with the beautiful Mrs. Jocelyn Verrata, and we worked on our book, and right now we're working on a sequel, but today I'm with an esteemed colleague, excited to be taking part of this interview, and I'm doing my sculpting here, so feel free, go ahead, shoot,
all
face
right, so
me.
What kind of sculptures do you do? I see you do the dolls here.
Well, I have done the Lone Rangers, I've done Beauty and the Beast, I'm doing
I saw the Zorro
prototype
over there.
Zorro, which is Antonio Banderas. Let's see if I could get him so you guys could see it.
Oh, yeah,
and
look at that.
You could pose them in different poses that you want. I just got them jumping here for the effect of Zorro.
Very cool.
Right, and I'm working on a Klingon for a gentleman in Japan, and he wants a battle-worn warrior, so he's going to get one.
All right.
And I'm excited to be here today at Crumbs World, and again, once again, Ms. Jocelyn Verrata, Jesse, you missed it. It was beautiful. A lot of people, the place is packed. I know, right? A lot of beautiful, beautiful people, and ready for your any questions that you have got.
All right. How long does it take to make most of these figures?
By God, that's an excellent question. Okay, you know, I would ask myself that question. But it takes me 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Once I get the order in, I do the sculpting, I do the research, I do a prototype, and then I go on and do the actual finished product, and I send it over to who? Yeah, the client.
Okay, awesome. And you do all kinds of different figures from movies, from TV, from...
Yes.
Have you done... What was your most, like, recent, like, TV sculpture?
Oh, the original... Oh, my God. I've done so many of those. Star Trek, from the new Star Trek movies.
Okay.
Klingons, Batman, Superman, George Reeves, the old Superman.
Yeah.
I even done the serial customs from Batman to the Kirk Ogden, which is the first Superman serial.
Right.
The Lone Ranger, of course. And plenty of, you name it, I've done it.
All right, awesome. And we'll be putting a link to your site on the description on the video. So feel free to check him out. And I'm sure he'll love the business, right?
Oh, no, yes, not only the business, but you know what? The ultimate goal is just to make contact with the fans, because I love that, and I'm used to doing that. But also, with this one here, with this book, children's book, we target kids with impediments, and we do shows, actual plays about the book. And in June 16th, we're going to be in Groveland Library, and then in Leesburg, the June 25th, we just did an extensive one in Sarasota last weekend, and we sold every book that we took. We sold them. Very lucky. Met a lot of beautiful people. But today I'm lucky. I'm very, very lucky because I got to meet this incredible gentleman here.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I got to see the interplay between himself and his fellow Jedi master.
Oh, yeah, Reagan.
And I'm sculpting, and they have been laughing all the way through with their interchanges.
That's true.
And I was amused. I was entertained. And they're very entertained. So don't you dare miss one of their chapters. But there you go. Don't you dare miss it, because, you know, I did once that they actually sent Darth Vader to my house, and the guys scared the heck out of me. So don't you take a chance. Don't do what I did. Please. Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Thank you very
any
much.
Other questions that you have, guys, just go ahead and shoot.
No,
please.
I think that's really good. I love the sculptures. I think they're very, very, very unique and very different. And,
thank you so much.
They remind me of, like, a lot of the old school kind of dolls, like my father used to have with the... like the G.I. Joes
and stuff like that.
I really, really enjoy it. So thank you again very much for the interview. And again, check out his link on the site,
don't,
folks.
Don't forget. Forget about me. Check them out. They're awesome. And we got to talk a little louder because the place is packed.
That's right.
But we're having a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, and you guys are missing out if you're not here.
If you're not here, get on your bad plane. Get on your Star Wars, you know,
jetpack.
The jetpack.
That's
and
right.
Come on down. Oh, what about the motorcycles?
Oh, the speeders. Yeah, the speeders.
Get on your speeders and come on down. We're waiting for you. You don't want Darth Vader or a Klingon visiting your home because you did not make it.
Right.
This is an incredible event. And if you're not here, you're missing it. It's fun, full of people, families, you name it. I mean, it's incredible, incredible. And I'm glad to be here.
All right. Well, Arcaders, keep looking for the next interviews.
And if you can, please... send a beautiful, beautiful regard to Miss Jocelyn Verada.
Okay, Jocelyn Verada. All right, hello,
right.
Jocelyn Verada. How are you?
Up in Sarasota. You missed it.
Up in Sarasota. You did miss it. So we're having a lot of fun.
Thank
all
you
right, guys.
So much.
No
thank
problem.
You so
thank
much.
You again.
I really appreciate you taking your time.
You
please.
Could. Awesome. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Okay. I think we're back. I think... Wait, Ray? Ray!
What? Ooh, oh, man.
Did you fall asleep during our flashback?
Must have. It's so weird. You were there, and you, and you, and we were at a comic book store. And I was trying to find a way back to the archives so that I could finish the Electric Circus podcast.
All right, Dorothy. Oh. All right, get Toto back. You're a little behind the times there, kid.
Oh. Whew. Man,
I need to drink some more Mountain Dew, I guess, or something.
Probably. You just need to go out there and get some fresh air
I guess. Woo! All right, well, anyway, so that was our little visit to Crom's Comics and Collectibles. And that's pretty exciting. That was our very first live broadcast from anywhere with an audience. So, yeah, how did you feel about that?
I liked it. We had a lot of good time with a lot of great people. We saw a lot of good cosplay. We bought stuff. That was always fun. We bought some awesome stuff.
I was really excited when I saw those little Funko figures, and I got the Tron, and I got Krang. In his Android suit, and I was like, "Wow, those are mine." So, and I'll tell you, they were the nicest couple ever. I mean, they really put out the red carpet for us and made us feel at home. And we will be doing more with Crom's Comics and Collectibles in the near future. They have a lot of events coming up, and we are the exclusive podcast, other than everybody on Zowie as well, but. We are, the network itself is the exclusive websites to endorse Crom's Comics and Collectibles. So we're really excited to be a part of their family. And I think that's pretty much it for that. So yes. Let me
go ahead and again say thank you very, very much, Crom's World Comics and Collectibles, for letting us join you guys. And I really can't wait till we come back again and see you guys out there and... yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I can't wait. I really look forward to doing business with them again. All right, well, you know what? It's getting close to the end of our podcast. This one's probably not as long as our usual ones where we go on forever, but I think it's time for a little something we like to call around here.
The Final Countdown.
Okay, so are you ready, Ubernerd? I think we've gotten this down to a pattern now. I think we got this down. Okay, so as everybody knows, the Final Countdown is 1 minute where we talk about anything and everything, either we spoke about briefly or something we didn't bring up, and we want to get it just out in the open, real, real simple. And so here we go. We're going to start here in just a moment as soon as I... get where we need to be here. There we go. And you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go in 3, 2, 1, and begin.
All right, I am ready and excited for Age of Ultron this week.
Woo!
Age of Ultron!
I'm more excited, I think, about Terminator Genesis. I don't know. I think that's going to be a good one.
They need to know how to spell Genesis, just so you know.
Genesis does what Nintendo.
Oh, all right. The ending of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that hooks up to the movie. Awesome. Get you excited about it.
Haven't seen it yet. I don't know what to do about that one.
Let's see. Shantae played the new game. Really enjoyed it. Way Forward, guys, you were awesome.
Awesome. Can't wait for Shelby to put on her first piece of art on the site. Can't wait to see what she does next.
I continue that sentiment.
Exactly. And thank you, Dave, for everything that you contribute over at Zowie. And that is it. 1 minute. That is what we call the Final Countdown. Okay, folks, I want to thank each and every one of you for your support in our little broadcast here. You humble us every time you listen. And I want to thank you, and you guys keep playing like it's 1981. We're going to see you on the next episode of The Electric Circus. You go ahead and say goodbye there, Ubernerd.
Goodbye, Ubernerd.
That's really good. Wow, here's your cookie.
Saturday mornings, what are you going to do?
That's right. There ain't no Saturday mornings anymore.
No.
So, I had to bring it out, and I said, no, didn't I? Oh, that's so sad. Okay, folks. Thank you very much for listening. We gotta go.
The Electric Circus is a part of the Arcade Archives Network and is produced by What's This Button Do Productions. Hey guys, what's this button do?
Oh, that's what the button does.